This is John Batchelor, conversation with David Davenport of the Hoover Institution. His new book, A Century of Debate, A Quality of Opportunity, with his colleague Gordon Lloyd. What we're looking at here is the question how the, in this particular instance, how the Great Depression affected government, especially the New Deal. And David speaks here to a discovery that he and his colleague made while doing research for equality of opportunity. That is that Roosevelt and his counselors not only believed there was an opportunity here for progressive solutions, the Great Depression, 25% unemployment, coast-to-coast despair, but also that capitalism was finished, was played out, that the government had to step in now. As David says, we don't need more factories. That's actually a Roosevelt remark. Here's David Davenport to introduce the discovery that he made in researching his book, Equality of Opportunity, which is how Americans think of their opportunities here in America, is that everybody starts on a playing field and you make the best you can, equality of opportunity. David Davenport, the Hoover Institution, A Century of Debate, Equality of Opportunity. How did the New Deal regard capitalism?
Yes. It's a little hard when you're trying to go back in history and understand people's motives and deepest thinking. We had assumed that the main line of thinking of the progressives was what we call the Rahm Emanuel School of Public Policy. Never let a good crisis go to waste. It gives you a chance to do things you couldn't do before. So we kind of assumed that what the progressives were thinking was, well, the Depression actually gives us an excuse, an opportunity, a crisis, and we can turn toward progressive ideas more readily in this kind of crisis. But then we discovered the second strain of thinking among Roosevelt's chief economic advisors, that capitalism had sort of run its course. And Roosevelt himself will say in speeches, we don't need more factories and we don't need more businesses. We need to better manage the things that we already have. And of course, Hoover rejects this view that American capitalism is defeated and that there's no growth and no new frontiers still available. So you're right. That's a point of view that we had not really seen until we got into the research. But many of his key economic advisors worried about that prospect. But both of those strains of thought, whether using the crisis of the Depression to achieve progressive goals or really feeling like capitalism had come to an end, kind of lead to the same thing, which is a whole progressive overhaul of the role of government in the economy and in social and economic life.
Much more of this later tonight.